You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We thank the Lord for this day, the opportunity to pray together. It's a privilege given to us by the Lord, and we don't take it for granted as we pray today. It's our prayer that the Lord himself would direct us by his Holy Spirit as we pray from scripture to scripture, prayer topic to prayer topic. In Jesus' name, that we'll see results. The reason that we pray to get results, we don't pray just for prayer's sake. We pray to see results, and today, as we pray in faith, believing in our hearts, we shall see results in Jesus' mighty name. Now, today our prayer is focused on family reflecting God's glory. Family reflecting God's glory. I think we are just left with a day and the month will be over. And as we prepare towards family praise, this is family week, and our prayers are geared towards family. Family reflecting God's glory. But we are with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. I read again. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Looking at the scripture, as a family beholds the Lord together in the word and prayer, the family is transformed into his image. So as a family, we must constantly look into the word of God to be transformed accordingly, or according to God's will. Now, when we talk about the family, we're talking about our biological families and also spiritual families. It could be, and when you talk about the spiritual family, it's not just about the whole church. It could be a department, it could be a team. It could be V91, V92. It could be a department, communications department. It could be the choir in church. Whichever family or gathering, where you have a leader, you have our brothers and sisters in the Lord together, or the natural family back at home, we are supposed to constantly look into the word of the Lord. I know as individuals we do so, but collectively we must also apply it. What the Lord has given unto one, he's given unto all. We are all beneficiaries, but collectively there's the part where we have to do individually, and there's the part too where collectively as a group, as a family, we ought to look into the word of God together so that we'll all be transformed. Because sometimes you have individuals being transformed, but then when the family collectively is not transformed, that's when there are divisions, or people now just apply issues to themselves individually. They apply the word to themselves individually, but don't see the reason where they have to together be one, united together in fulfilling the word of the Lord. As individuals, it's important, but as a family, and that's why we find in God's word, love your neighbor as yourself, our neighbor or the others are also important, and not just us as individuals. God has a family, or he constantly has families in mind. And that's why Adam and Eve, he brought them together, asking them to multiply, multiplying in family. Talking about Abraham, he said that through you shall the families of the earth be blessed. And so God always has families in mind. and in our transformation by the word of God, looking into the word of God, as I said, it shouldn't be just as individuals, but all of us as a family must look into God's word. Now, the journey is from glory to glory, as we see here, changed into the same image from glory to glory. God's plan is continuous. His plan is continuous growth, not stagnation for our homes or for our families. There must be continuous improvement. Continuous improvement. We find scriptures like our latter end should greatly increase. We must not despise humble beginnings. God always increases his glory in our life from one stage to the next as we are transformed into his image. And if we don't do it continuously, if we say that we do it just today and then the next time is next year, the rate of transformation is going to be slow. When we gather, for instance, at Bethel Encounter, we gather not just an individual saying that I'm praying at all, but we gather here as a family to pray. By God's word, constantly, we are transformed in his image as we look into the word and as we apply it. Looking into the word of God together as a family is very important. As you look at the scripture into the look at the scriptures on your screen, and as you imbibe the scriptures, as we all do it wherever we are being transformed together, not just as individuals, but as a family to reflect his glory. And the more we do it, we move from one glory to the next. Now, the Holy Spirit is the one who works this inner transformation that later shines outward as good works. It is the work of the Holy Spirit in us and in our midst. The work of the Holy Spirit from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. And so we have to understand that it is not by our human arrangement, it's not by human orchestrations that we see the manifestation of good works from one level to the next, but it's by the power of the Holy Spirit. We must not depend on ourselves. We need to depend upon the Holy Spirit. And that's why I spoke about Bethel Encounter. When we gather here, it is an act of depending on the Holy Spirit. We cannot do it by ourselves, by our human abilities. We cannot. And that is why constantly we come together to pray together, not just praying, but looking into the word of God. And then by that, we pray. The Lord help us all in Jesus' name to remain faithful, to never to ever think that we have arrived and to neglect the word of God and now do what we like, but constantly, no matter our level of achievement or success or experience, to constantly look into the word of God together as a family and to be changed from glory to glory as we behold the Lord through his word. Now, our first prayer topic is that Father in heaven, transform our family, our families into the very image of Christ. Transform our families to the very image of Christ. From glory to glory in Jesus' name. Amen. And it's from the same scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Please let's lift up our voices and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Even as we look at the scripture on the screens and the prayer topic too is flashed on our screens in Jesus' name. It's not by our might, it's not by our power, Lord. We cry out unto you, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Transform our families into the very image of Christ Jesus. Transform our families, Lord, into the very image of Christ Jesus. From glory to glory in every sphere. Every sphere of our families in the mighty name of Jesus, in our unity, even in all our endeavors, in our living together in the name of Jesus. Transform our families in our relationship to one with one another, in our relating one to another. Lord, transform in our loyalties. Transform, Lord, us in the image of Christ Jesus. Lord, even in our character, in our attitude towards work, Lord, transform us in the mighty name of Jesus, in our attitude, in our character. Transform us, oh Lord, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit. Transform us, because, Lord, we cannot do it by our strength. We cannot do it by ourselves, Lord. We cry out unto you. Transform us, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying our second prayer from 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 1. And the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the glory of the Lord filled the house. Now we know that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. From the right time that Christ Jesus died, that the Spirit of God came to live in our body. Our bodies now became that temple of the Lord, as it was in the Old Testament. Our bodies now in the New Testament are the temples of the Holy Spirit. So we are praying that, Father in heaven, let your glory fill our home. We say the home, that because the individuals there make up the home. It's not about the structure. The family is not about any physical structure, but it's about the people coming together to form a family. And so when we talk about the family, the people together, the temples of the Lord, the individuals are the vessels of the Lord all together as a family. Father, let your glory fill our home and drive out every trace of darkness. Every trace of darkness. And as we pray this prayer, I know that every family that has been besieged by the enemy, facing any form of attack, facing for any form of bottleneck, it is breaking off right now. Now, every trace of darkness, every strife, every oppression, in the name of Jesus, let it be driven out. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Fill our families with your glory, O Lord. Fill our families with your glory, O Lord. Fill our families with your glory, O Lord. In our families back at home, our natural families, in our family at Glow Music, in Lord, every family that, Lord, we are part of, Lord Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our spiritual family, our natural family, Lord, drive out, drive out, drive out every form of darkness. Break every limitation by the indwelling and the increase of your glory in our families, in the mighty name of Jesus. Of your glory in our families, in the mighty name of Jesus. Stubbornness and wickedness is driven out. Sicknesses and disease driven out. Lack and poverty driven out. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you fill our families with your glory from one level to the next in the name of Jesus. We thank you, our teams, our families, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. We are praying our last prayer from Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14. Habakkuk 2, 14, Father in heaven, first, let me read the scripture. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14. We are praying, Father in heaven, make our families carriers of your presence everywhere we go. Everywhere we go, the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. The knowledge of the glory of the Lord. So, Father in heaven, make our families carriers of your presence everywhere we go. In the name of Jesus, please pray this from your heart. Not only your current family, even your future family, in the mighty name of Jesus. As you pray, it's affecting your seed, even the unborn, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Maya do 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 praise in the mighty name of Jesus. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, please, I invite you to do so. Jesus, is the resurrection. He alone is the resurrection and the life. And with him, you have hope for tomorrow, not just on the earth, but even after physical death, you have access to eternal life through Christ Jesus. If you want Jesus to be your Savior, to be your Lord, just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come before you. Lord, as a sinner unable to save myself, ask, Lord, please have mercy upon me. Lord, deliver me from every agenda of the enemy. And fill me rather, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. As my Lord, be my Lord and be my Savior. And as my Lord, direct me by your Holy Spirit to live a life that is pleasing to you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen, amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might belong to our God forever and ever. Christ in the service, please contact us via email info@globalmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Global Music. Stand out with God.